Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. We're going to talk confidence today. It's been a while since I've done a show on confidence, and I think we all need it right now. That's what the energy has been showing me, and so here's a little talk on confidence. Self-confidence, I have said this for years, it is like the secret sauce to life. If you want a boyfriend, get confident. If you want a new job, get confident. If you want to feel better in your body, get confident. Confidence has a way of drawing everything you want to you. It's very, very magnetic. And so what is confidence and how do you experience more of it? That's what we'll be covering today on the program. In case you're new to the show, I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a coach who works with creatives, entrepreneurs, executives, and other shining lights to help them clear the barriers keeping them from experiencing bliss and happiness in their work and life. I do this by providing high-quality intuitive guidance to support them in the process of accomplishing their professional and personal goals and ambitions. So if that sounds like you and you are ready for a transformation, you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's jam about confidence. Energetically, as I tune into it, as psychically, confidence is, it always feels very light while being very grounded. That's just the best way I can describe it to you when I tune in to someone's confidence. It's light while being very grounded, very clear, very focused, very sharp, but not heavy, right? And it's when you feel most connected to the world around you. That's one thing I found when I'm in my most confident moments, I feel so connected while being detached from it. It's the saying, it's being in the world but not being of the world, right? So the formal definition of confidence is feeling of self-assuredness arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So in a nutshell, being really confident comes from appreciating yourself and your life. Like right now, nothing has to change in your life for you to start feeling confident. You just have to start appreciating your qualities, your good qualities, your weaknesses, who you are, what you came to this planet to do. That's it. That's all you need to start feeling more confident. So often we think confidence requires that we go out and get something, or we need a better body, we need better clothes, we need a better job, a different salary, a better partner. But really, confidence starts right in this moment of appreciating what you have. And it's through this appreciation for yourself and your belief in your own ability to succeed at whatever you set your mind to that really generates this confidence. Interestingly, as I was tuning into this, I was asking my spirit guides about it. It's like, okay, I've talked about confidence a lot over my career as a coach. What can I bring new to the table for this show? And they showed me very clearly that confidence comes from doing the work it takes to be the person you want to be. So yes, I said, it starts right now in this moment of appreciating who you are, but the next step after that is doing the work. The truly highly confident people do the work, and they don't make excuses about it. One of the oracle cards I often pull for people when they're in transition, and people will come to me psychically and say, "Hey, they want an assurance that everything's going to be okay." And yes, spirit does give some sense of assurance through psychic information, but really, the messages coming forward when people are ready, is start taking action. Your confidence does not come from just like sitting on a lily pad. Yes, you can get that ball rolling, you can feel good about who you are, but in terms of living your life and being the vibrant human being that you came to this planet to be, it doesn't just fall in your lap. You got to go after it. And with each step that you take, and you've heard this before if you're a regular listener, you gain more and more confidence. You gain more and more magic. You gain more and more information. It comes in the doing, right? So I'm not saying do for the sake of doing. I'm saying it's that process. it is the journey in which you develop your confidence. If you're sitting at home waiting for some shit to happen, it ain't going to happen. You got to get out there. However way out there is for you. And I'm a person who stays at home a lot. But I've learned to be in motion. And I can feel it in my body when I'm not. When I'm not engaging my good qualities, when I'm not using my strengths, I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in the way in which I communicate with my husband. I can feel it in the way in which he reacts to me. So you got to keep charging ahead. You have to keep hitting ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Okay, that didn't work out. Okay, let's move to this. All right, let's reflect on that. What did I learn? Okay, next thing. And that's where the confidence comes from. It comes from getting in the trenches and doing the motherfucking work. And I say it to you like that because I want you to say it to yourself. I got to do the work, whatever it is. New job? Okay, let's sit. Let's apply for those jobs. New man? All right. Got to find some way to get out there and start dating. And dating quality, right, versus whatever you can get. And you know what I'm talking about. You got to get in. And that's the only way it comes. And this is one, as I'm speaking, I'm going to go a little bit off my show notes here. And it really comes from saying no to the shit you know doesn't work. Right before I met my husband, I've told this story many times. I was doing this friends with benefits thing with this dude, and I had to, I'm a party girl. I can party with the best of them. And it was New Year's Eve, and he called me up. He's like, "What are you up to, this dude?" And I knew I was ready for love. He had made it perfectly clear a couple of days beforehand that, you know, that's not what he was looking for from me. And I thought that being friends with benefits would lead to romantic happily ever after. And it wasn't. Like, that wasn't in the cards. And so I could have gone out with him on New Year's Eve and probably had a really good time. But part of my soul would have died because I got the aha that I want something differently than he wants. So confidence is saying, no, I'll abstain. I will hold out for something better. I love myself enough that I will say no to that. And this is not a perfect science, this confidence thing. There will be times where you are super confident, and then there will be times where you are learning a lesson and you are feeling less than great. So don't ever feel like this is easy. This is really hard stuff. And but it all does start with the original point of just coming back to center. You know, and my coach said that to me today. She's like, "Amy, you just got to come back to center and appreciate who you are and what you do. It starts there." And from there, that's where you get into motion. So say you're really mean to yourself in your mind. You put yourself down a lot. That self-criticism can suddenly become an excuse for not taking care of yourself, right? And so all you have to do is stop with the self-criticism. Stop. And say, "I'm going to do one little thing for myself today," whatever it is. And it immediately catapults that self-confidence up. It's a pretty amazing, like, how little work we have to do to really get ourselves in the place of feeling good about ourselves. So really think about who you are and who you want to be, and you can be anything you want to be, because that's your whole purpose and mission for being on this planet is being you yourself, right? Just be yourself. And everything else will fall into place. Does not mean you don't have to work hard. I want to be clear there. You will have to do the hard work. But that's where your confidence will come, is from showing up for yourself every single day. Confidence is developed through living your life to the fullest and not taking no for an answer. And fullest just might be, you know what, I am not going out tonight because I am exhausted. And sure, I might have told somebody I was going to be there, but I know that I need some self-care, and I'm going to chill and watch some TV. That's self-confidence. It comes from there. It comes from loving yourself enough to say, you know what? I got to take care of me. It also comes from having a vision for your life and working that vision with faith. And this is the new piece that Spirit keeps telling me, while knowing that nothing is guaranteed. Sometimes we set out, okay, there's like three types of people in this world. People who never set out, right? They just dream and talk about, or, you know, they put themselves down, or they complain, but they never really set out on their journey. Then there are those that set out and assume that just because they set out, they're doing better than person one. And so, of course, everything's going to work out for them. And then there's person three who gets that, I'm going to set out because that's what I'm being called to do. But I know that there's no guarantee. But I know if I stay true to myself and I stay aware and I stay grounded that I will be okay. And things might not work out exactly the way I expect them to. Doesn't mean I'm not going to keep going for it. So the goal is to be more like person three. Please, 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 please. And you will know intuitively, this is what's so rock star fucking cool about the intuition, when you really start to tune into that part of yourself and trust it, you'll know the stuff that's going to work out. I'll tell you right now, you know, and you're going to know the stuff that's not. And we ignore it and we pour hope on top of it, hoping that it's going to be awesome. But if it feels like sucky, it's probably a good chunk of suckiness in it. And it doesn't mean you can't clear that suckiness out, but it does require that you get clear about what your intentions are and return to center. And that love, loving yourself that much to check in with yourself, that increases your confidence. Confidence really comes from putting your feel good above all. How often do we suffer? Do we act out of obligation? Do we sit at a fucking meeting when we have a migraine and we know we need to be at home? Stop it. Stop it. Be bold enough to say, you know what? I really don't have to be here half-assed. I'm not feeling well. Be bold enough to say, you know what? This argument's not even worth arguing about. I'm just going to keep quiet. Yeah, I hate that. I hate keeping quiet. But sometimes that's what we need. Sometimes we have to check in and say, why am I in the middle of this conversation right now? It does not feel good. Because I need a love. And that love, you got to love yourself. It really, the greatest, I had someone say this to me recently, the greatest love of your life is you. And if you start living just a little bit more like that every day, that's where you're going to start to see your confidence change. And this is an evolutionary process. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. It's not like you reach the promised land and all of a sudden you are the most confident person ever. I do believe that you can make a shift where confidence is your dominant way of being. And, you know, you'll have your moments, but they won't feel as shitty as, like, pre-becoming your confident self. And you'll know how to keep yourself within that range. You'll know, okay, I can't hang out with that type of person. I know I can't eat that type of food. I know if I go to bed at that time, I'm going to feel awful. I also know, you know, you will know what your patterns are. You will start to be aware of who you are. You will start to care. Oh, you know, I didn't feel great today. Why? You know, what upset me about that? What triggered that? Is there something I need to let go of? And it's a journey. It's a journey. It's freedom. It's allowing yourself to be more of who you came to this planet to be. There are times when you will feel more confident in one area of your life than another. What's so cool, though, is that you can piggyback on that. Like genuine confidence, say you're like rocking it out at work. I love how you see like the movies where the person that's rocking out at work and then their love life is like terrible. You're probably in the realm of arrogance versus confidence. Because real, true confidence will filter out to the rest of your life. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but you definitely won't be like A here and F here. You will see when you find your confidence stride that there is a leveling out, that you will have things that you're just rock-starring at, and the things that aren't so great, they work. They don't have to be the best, but they'll work. So arrogance, one thing that came up in my Divine Money class last year when I was meditating on confidence, and I got a lot of questions about, well, how do you know when confidence becomes arrogance? And so what spirit has shown me the difference between confidence and arrogance is appreciation. The arrogant person thinks it's all them, just me. Just me, just me, just me. The confident person knows that there are many, many players, both humanly players and spiritual players, however way they want to define that, and they are in radical appreciation for all that exists in their life. So, instead of complaining about something that's not working in your life, if you really want to increase your confidence, be willing to kick the complaints and start finding solutions so you can start to feel good. And solutions don't always come all at once, you know. You gotta get help. That's my big. I'm usually a lone wolf on the self healing game, right? But I have recently discovered the importance of quality help and how much easier it is when you are working with a paid professional, whether it be a coach or a spiritual advisor or a therapist or a tutor or a mentor that can help guide you, where their role is to be of service to you. And that's crazy, right, because I do this for a living. And I have seen the dramatic transformation. Things, blocks I have had for years. If you're on my newsletter list, I sent an email yesterday about it. I had a huge breakthrough in my life. And I was able to have that breakthrough because I had quality support around me. That's a part of finding the solution so you feel good. And it's not perfect. It's a messy journey. And when you have someone who is paid and trained to be there to support you in that, oh my God, you become freaking incredible. Like, woo! You become the self you've always known you were, but you never gave yourself permission to be. Yeah. So it's also okay to start accepting yourself. That's a part of confidence, is really just saying, I am who I am. This is what I've got to offer. This is who I what I'm really good at. This is what I'm not good at. This is what I'm showing up as. And it's giving, if we're going back to the permission piece, it's saying to yourself, I'm not going to play small anymore. I get permission to be who I am. Yeah, you do. You do. And it doesn't need to look like anybody else's journey. Like, really, stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop listening to people that want to give you advice based on their limited experience, based on their limited perspective on the world. It's always those people who are not conscious that love to tell you how to run your life. But my dear, dear friend, the only person that can ever tell you how to be you is you. And all you have to do is commit to checking in with yourself. That made me feel good. That did not make me feel good. Oh, I'm ready for a transformation. I know I could be doing better. All right, what do I need to do? That's how you become you. So start working one thing at a time in your life to feel confident about, and then you will start to see incremental improvements in all the other areas of your life. So say it's a weight loss goal. Start working that weight loss goal to the best of your ability. Don't get crazy. Be realistic. Do your research. You know, don't go over the top where you're, like, not eating food and exercising 5 times a day. Like, that's not sustainable. Really commit to doing it from the most healthy part of yourself and the most self-loving part of yourself. One of my dear friends who is for years went up and down in weight, and she has found her sweet spot physically. She said, you know, and I've shared this in the program before, she said, Amy, I had to start with appreciating my body. It wasn't food. And she has a very regimented food routine. She's fucking awesome. She did the research, and she figured out what works for her body, and she committed to it, and She got in the trenches and did the hard work. She didn't just let somebody tell her some diet plan that she would eventually fail. She really went for it and said, I got to figure out what's going to work for me. And but even before that, she just started with gratitude. I'm just going to appreciate my body in a way I've never have before. That changes everything. So, yeah. Confidence comes from knowing what you're good at and putting yourself in positions that allow you to shine. If you have a talent, a natural instinctual talent, and you are not using that every single day of your life, you are suffering. So find some way to use what you are good at. If you are funny, make somebody laugh every day. If you are a good writer, write something every day. I don't care if it's the most beautiful text message, write. If you are an artist, make art every day. And there, through the process of doing something daily, not, you know, once every 3 months, not once every 5 years, that process builds your confidence. It becomes a spiritual practice in itself. So commit to engaging your natural strengths and abilities. And that's what this year is about anyway. 2017, it's a universal year of one in numerology. And it's all about being who you came to the planet to be. Like, that number one is the first step, right? So all of those natural gifts, abilities, talents you came into the planet with, use them, right? Before the world, you know, I love this quote this year, and I think it's so timely for this year with this one energy and this need to be true to self. Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Who were you? Be that person. Come on, be that person. Now, this is one that I know for sure. If you want to improve your self-confidence right now, confidence comes from having a backup plan that's just as good as your starter plan. Right? Sometimes we go back to the three types of people. So person number two is going to just fire out there without a backup plan. Person number three is conscious of the fact that, hey, shit might happen. It might not be what I thought it was. I might not like it. I might not be any good at it. It might not work. Things will change. I got to have a backup plan. And just even a schematic, you know, it doesn't even have to be like, you know, etched in stone. Just having an idea of what the next step would be for you, if it didn't go the way you expect it to, can increase your confidence, right? It takes away that panic and that need to, oh, my God, right? You really get to focus on the present moment, and it keeps you aware, knowing that, hey, I've got something and that on the back burner. And that might be saving. It might be, you know, you're going for a job. One of the things I tell people when you're applying for jobs, the way you detach, you've interviewed, you're on second rounds, you're on third rounds, they're getting ready to make a decision, keep applying for jobs that you want, right? It always breaks my heart when I do, Amy, please tell me that I'm going to get a job or I'm going to get this job I've been applying when I used to take calls here on the program. And I just feel like, that frequency of desperation is the opposite of confidence. And confidence, remember, is a magnet to whatever it is that you want. And the truly confident person always has a backup plan. If this doesn't work, then something better for your highest and greatest good. Okay, so a few more points here on confidence. Confidence comes from never allowing yourself to feel stuck. Yes, never is a strong word, but there will be times where you feel stuck. But pivot. Be like, oh, I'm stuck right now. I'm feeling a little stuck. Get excited about it because you know that this is a sign that it's time for a transformation. Like, if you can flip something around and not let it just beat you up emotionally and really switch gears, then you're never, ever really stuck. And that requires accepting yourself as you are while you're taking radical steps to move forward and being honest with yourself, you know. You might have to do some work around money mindset and scarcity so that you can move into another job. You might need to do some self-esteem work so that you can meet that partner that you want. You're going to have to take some steps to heal, and you're not expected to be perfectly formed. You went through things. Shit happens. Their grieving wasn't done when it needed to be done. You can still heal. You can still forgive. You can still release and let go. You can still move forward. So confidence starts right now. And my challenge to you, my holy challenge to you, is to do something bold and daring. Wait. Because I know there's some bold and daring people out there who love to do silly stuff, and I was one of them for a very long time. I want you to do something bold and daring today that is for your highest and greatest good. And that might be flirting with a boy at a bar when you feel good and you pick the right boy, not the bad boy, not the boy that'll break your heart, but the right boy. Bold and daring might be setting up that investment account you keep telling yourself you're going to do. Bold and daring might be staying home and saying the shit you need to really say to your partner. Bold and daring might be sitting down and writing a book. Bold and daring might be going for the walk instead of the after-hours cocktail. Bold and daring might be going for the cocktail and being your most sparkly, shining, amazing self just for the sake of it. Put yourself first. Put yourself first. Trust your intuition because it's going to tell you. If you tune into right now, if you got quiet right now and said, how can I put myself first? How can I love myself more? How can I be my most confident self? Your intuition is going to start to fire. Things are going to start to show up. Just be peaceful with that and take the appropriate action. And you will see life change in beautiful, amazing, wonderful ways. And you will send me messages that say, Amy, I met this dude. I was listening to this podcast right before I got off work. And I was like, I'm going to go out and just be my sparkly, amazing self. And I met somebody. And that's the way it happens. That's the way it happens. So thank you for joining me. I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a coach who uses my intuition. So you can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And on my social media channels, even though I've been a little, I haven't been updating social media lately, but you can find me there as well. And really how I communicate with people and stay in touch is old school email. Join my mailing list. If you go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, I'll send you a cute little gift, goal setting gift. You can sign up on the homepage there. And every week I'll send you messages that are awesome and high quality and will be a transformative piece of your life and for free. So sign up there. And if you like this program, please tell a friend or review it on iTunes. If you're looking to transform your life, I can be of service to you. Reach out to me on my site or give me a call, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care. Bye.